I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I have an old house. I'm accustomed to seeing a lot of bugs in my old house.
A lot of things are passing through all the gaps and crevices.
Holes in the floor that I haven't bothered to plug. So I'll have camel crickets come in, the multicolored lady beetles in, stink bugs.
Right, marmoreted stink bugs.
Gnats, mosquitoes, and a variety of other critters. Now, these are a nuisance to me, but for some folks, some of these things are a little scary or alarming.
Well, they can be, especially in the wintertime. There are a lot of insects out there that are looking for a warm, dry place. And all the species that you mentioned, there are many other insects that we bring in our homes unwittingly during the winter months. Any of you that are bringing in firewood are bringing in whatever insects were hunkered down in your woodpile outside. And there's a lot of people out there who bring in Christmas trees. Christmas trees are full of insects.
Really?
Sure. I mean, they're just like any other shrub. They're going to have insects that are hiding among the branches. And sure, a lot of them get knocked off as they're being moved around and wrapped up and strapped to the roof of the car. But a lot of them manage to hang on until they enter your homes. And once things warm up again, as far as they're concerned, it's springtime.
Well, what kind of insect is feeding on aluminum? I think probably the most disturbing insect for a lot of people is the camel cricket, but there's some sort of a primal response to these things.
Well, I've heard them called different things. People call them spider crickets because they're very leggy and they have long antennae, which suggests an extra pair of legs. But there's nothing to be afraid of with these insects. They don't spread disease. They don't bite. They're not going to hurt you or your pets, but they are a nuisance and they can damage paper goods and linens and that kind of thing.
You know, if you take a good look at a photograph of one of these things, or if you are fortunate enough to have one to look at in person, they kind of look like a shrimp.
Especially when they're missing a leg or two. They have sort of a shrimpy look, sort of a curved, segmented body. It's interesting you bring that up because there's another family of katydids that are similar in appearance to these crickets that live in South Africa, and people call them land prawns.
It's the creep factor.
It's the creep factor. I remember that was one of the very first columns I wrote for the Richmond Times-Dispatch years ago, was about camel crickets. My wife had suggested that I write about them because people hate them, because they're unpredictable. They jump at you when you uncover them or you get too close to them. And I remember my first experience with them was on our front porch. I had a bag of potting soil leaning up against the wall, and I moved it. And here was this big mass of camel crickets hiding underneath, and I'd never seen that many before, and I didn't even know what they were at the time. I didn't realize then that they were such a fixture in everyone's minds of something to be hated and despised.
My first experience with them was that they were all hanging upside down on the floor joists.
Right.
As I went in the basement, and then they all decided to come down at
once. That'll keep you from looking up with your mouth open.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.